morning.
Hope the Easter Bunny was good to you.
Chocolate.
Lots of chocolate. Didn't you see a star on a plane? You're rubbing elbows with all the stars.
Last night, flying, landed. Right there, Jake Gyllenhaal, on the same flight.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, flying from Los Angeles, where he was captured with his iPad.
Oh, he had an iPad, too.
I know. Even Billy wants an iPad now.
I know. I just saw one, and I'm the least technical person ever, but I loved it.
Are you guys on Mac?
I'm on Mac, and I'm a big Mac guy. We technically don't have the iPad in Canada yet, right?
Right. You're getting it at the end of the month.
We're getting it at the end of the month. So in the meantime, we got all these people that went down to Minneapolis to get their iPads, and our pal Glenn Tinley's bringing one in after 8 o'clock to show us.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
I've got to tell you, I have the iPhone, and I have the MacBook Pro, which is the big computer.
Yeah, me too.
And I have to tell you that this iPad is just like the perfect middle thing.
Poor Billy Joe.
I have nothing.
Classic cell phone.
Billy, do you have a computer?
I have a computer, yeah.
You know what a computer is? All right.
Work on the phone first, Beej, and then maybe graduate to the iPad.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, what about this Clash of the Titans? I'm hearing good and bad things.
Well, it did really well, over, 60 million at the box office. Some are loving it, some are not loving it. I think it's your kind of movie. What do you think?
I remember the old, the old Clash of the Titans with the, the stop animation with the Play-Doh kind of looking characters.
Yep.
I don't know if I want to change my childhood memory of the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
The old, just like Transformers, you never wanted to watch it, and then you saw the movie and loved it.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
You got to get with the times.
It's number one at the box office. I got to get with the times, she says.
You are the times. I know it's your middle name. I am cool.
What's going on with Sandra Bullock here? Moving out of the house. What's going on?
Moving van arrived at her Sunset Beach home. Well, her home and Jesse James' home Friday night. Van pulled up approximately 6:45 p.m. Two movers carrying out a couch, a love seat, a lot of boxes, tons of boxes, which is interesting because I'm wondering who packed them up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she has people, doesn't she? I mean, she's got all sorts of people.
Yeah, you're right. But how do they know what her stuff is? Like, how do they...
Because they probably bought it for her in the first place.
I'm just wondering. It's kind of weird.
You got assistants and you got publicists.
You got your people, but your publicist's not going to pack your box. But for sure you've got your people, but I'm thinking, how do they know exactly what to put in where?
I don't know.
Yep.
And
okay. And
is he out of rehab? Did he walk out, Anne?
There's word that he walked out, but I don't know about that.
Okay.
I can't confirm that.
Yeah.
So an unidentified man and woman also put a few boxes in their car while the movers packed the others in the van. So there must have been some very personal things.
It's safe to say it's over, though, hey, between these two?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, done, and done. All right, Shatila's Hollywood. We'll see you Wednesday.
Talk to you then.